So namaste, welcome to this self-inquiry core teaching session. And as always with these sessions, they're individual, they're unique. And I hope as you're seeing more and more of them that you're seeing just how different each one is, and that there isn't really a set way to do self-inquiry, that it tends to be different for everybody and different for yourself every time that you do it. So just keep practicing and exploring and really trying to release any ideas of what it should and shouldn't be, most importantly. So I'm here today with Maggie. Hi, Maggie. How you doing?
Hi. Good, thanks.
Good, good. We were talking before we hit record about what's going on for you at the moment, what prompted this self-inquiry session. So do you want to just take us through that? Then we can get an idea of where we want to go with the inquiry.
Yes, I'd like to look at relationships and the seeming separateness, because I've had some lovely moments within this last week, actually, where I've got a new granddaughter and she was gazing into my eyes and had this complete feeling of oneness with her. Mm-hmm. And I've got my mum who's elderly and been pretty poorly this week and spending time with her overnight and just holding a hand and had that same type of thing, not quite the same. But then in my life, it seems very busy. I've got a daughter who's ill, got my mum who's very poorly. There seems to be a lot of separate issues with separate beings going on. So I just wanted to look at that deeper, really.
Yeah. Okay. So just describe to me you said there's a sense of oneness that pops up every now and again. Can you just describe that for me?
Yeah, I was holding the baby, 6 weeks old, and she's just starting to look right at you and smile. And I was just looking into her eyes, and even though I was holding her, there was no separate being in my arms. We were it was just one. It's very hard to describe, you know. Yeah. It was just no end to me and start to her. And it was similar with my mum. I was sat up with her one night, and she's been really quite poorly, and just knowing that she was okay, and that wasn't as strong as the baby one, I'll be honest, but it was just that knowing with her. Does that help?
Yeah. So let's take the example with your granddaughter, and you're sat there with her, and in that moment of that oneness, can you see that there's no sense of a location? Or let me say, there's no sense that I'm sat here holding this baby. There's no insistence in that moment that I'm looking through these eyes and not through the eyes looking up at me. Yeah. That has gone in that moment, hasn't it?
Yeah, it just reminded me, actually. Sorry. I've just remembered in that moment, even though there was two sets of eyes, there was no mine and hers. It was just, obviously, within these eyes, I was looking at her, but there wasn't me looking down at her. I knew what she was seeing was the same as what I was seeing.
Yeah. And in those moments, there's a letting go of the insistence that I know where I'm looking from. I have a specific body that's mine, and this other body in the same vicinity, either across the room like your mom next to you or in your arms with your granddaughter, is other than me. There's no insistence that that's other than me. So in that moment, there's no sense that, like now for me, there's no sense that I'm the one speaking, you're the one listening. Okay. There might be, if you look at the experience you're having right now, there might be a sense of that you're the one listening, yeah, and I'm somebody else is talking. Yeah. Can you see that limited sense of separation has come back in?
Yeah, because that's how it feels with the two issues with the health within the family. It feels like a daughter and a mother suffering. So,
So looking at this separation, could it just be sustained by this very fact that, or assumption rather, that I know where I'm looking from, that I'm only looking through one of these sets of eyes. Because in any relationship, there's two sets of eyes, two bodies. And the assumption comes back in for you in that moment, and all of us, of course, that I know which body is mine. This is my body, and you're someone else. That kind of subtle, it's subtle, but it has a profound effect, and it gets worse. The effect it has, more intense, I should say.
Yeah.
The more that you've seen you, but I don't have any edges or boundaries in that.
Yeah, I had a moment yesterday because I've had up to yesterday, I had 3 nights to sleep, quite a number of hours. And there was a moment yesterday where there was me feeling really tired. And I just recognised in that moment that of the here feeling tired, and I opened it out and the tiredness just went, completely went. Yeah.
And the effect will be more pronounced the further you've gone with your awakening.
Yeah.
If I begin to imagine now that I'm talking and you're listening, or I'm teacher, you're student, or any of those things that we do, you know, as human beings, I'm mother and there's my daughter over there. And the effect is immediate and very unpleasant, let's just say.
Yeah,
and it squashes the energy system within the body and then begins to or diminishes the flow of energy, and you feel that first as tiredness and then, you know, a negative emotion, and then it shows up in your experience with that other being.
Yes, definitely. Mm.
So in those times then, I'm sure this be extraordinarily useful for everyone, because we all have relationships where we tend to go back into separation without realizing. Can you begin to, and you don't even have to wait till you're with that person. You can just imagine someone who you have some discord with, or not necessarily something, you know, argument in that relationship, but some relationship you have where the other person isn't blossoming, isn't feeling well-being, isn't thriving, you know, that kind of thing. And if you notice that sense of separation, I know that I'm the one looking from here and not there will be intensely strong.
Yes.
Yeah. So then the way to undo that is simply to remind yourself ahead of time and put yourself in that person's body. So whatever that person is experiencing, you have to take that on as your experience, not necessarily saying that you have to try to fix their experience, but if you can see that you're looking at the world through their eyes too, it's going to counteract this tendency to begin to imagine otherwise, to go into an unconscious mode of separation.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
You know, if you can do it with your granddaughter and your mom, you know, that's great. And it just wants to spread now to everywhere. And because you are the other person as well, wherever you release separation from that relationship, they're going to benefit too immensely.
Yeah.
Because your presence flowing through that body called Maggie, the transmission, the peace, is going to be able to affect the other person in the relationship as well, because there's no artificially created energetic boundary between you where the effect of you stops.
Yeah, that's what when I was out with my mum, that's how it felt. Then there's been, that was a few days ago, and there's been more and more, and it felt like it slipped back a little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there was an issue then between, not like you said, not an argument, the fact that she's ill, you know, and it's
And I'm not a saying for a second work. It's your fault she's ill, because that's separation again, you're the cause of it and you can change it. We're not saying like that. We're just saying you've done such good work to feel the presence and the peace there, to allow it to flow. Now, just removing that block from letting the other body feel it too, and the benefits of that work on all levels then.
Mm.
So,
yeah,
and you don't have to tell us here on this video, but what are the relationships for you where you unconsciously go into this mode? And it'll only really be a couple of close, usually it's somebody that we have a strong emotion with, positively or negatively. And positively, you know, if I'm having positive emotions around someone, that's great, but I'm still separating myself from them. And it could be even better than it is even now with that.
Yeah. The what I'm thinking about is the quite positive, well, the very positive relationships. Mm-hmm. It's strange that the one that springs to mind that was quite negative has turned around because I've been doing this work. So
And really what it comes down to is just this tendency to fall back asleep, to get lost in the moment and begin to imagine again. And this feeling comes up automatically of separation. It just comes back. It's not like you've chosen it or anything. It's just, it's the force of a previous habit only, isn't it? Previously, we used to imagine everyone to be separate and outside of us. You know, that there was some energetic boundary between me and you. And it's just really where that's lingering now for you, where you're certain that you're only looking through these eyes and not the other person. If we can recognize our formless nature, if we experience that right now, I can't find a thing called me. There's a body and there's the emptiness of being, the silence, the stillness, whatever you want to call it. And I cannot find an edge to that. I can't find where it stops. So I must be right where that other body is. I must be right there, experiencing myself as that being there. And just reminding yourself of that as you go. Yeah. And it will cancel out. It will neutralize the tendency to think of in separation.
Yeah, just recognize while you were talking there that because, well, I suppose in any situation, but because there's two very different health issues going on, you have other people involved and people who care for those people. And without going into too much specifics, we had a situation where someone was giving us a lot of information that is very important.
Yeah.
And I got really caught up in the what ifs and emotions around that. And it's where I sometimes feel like, well, I've just recognised I get caught out is when there's a third person worrying about or giving us this information.
And then you
end up having to have a conversation about this specifically. And it seems to become more live than this issue.
Yeah, because if as the infinite self, you're imagining that there's three beings in that room, then that's going to have a very quick effect, isn't it? Because your presence, your life force is flowing so much faster. It's either going to spiral upwards very quickly or downwards very quickly. Not doing any harm, so to speak, just in terms of how you feel.
Yes.
How everyone feels in the room, what possibilities are able to manifest in that moment, you know. So what I did myself was to recognize without judging myself just how much of a pervasive habit this is.
Yeah.
That I'd seen that I didn't have an edge, a boundary. And yet over and over again, I'd go back into separation as a way of being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I encountered anyone, pretty much. It was one or two people it didn't happen with, but the majority of it, you know, I'm walking around a supermarket and I'm imagining everyone else I'm seeing is else, other, separate. So I trained myself to over a week or a month or so, a couple of weeks, a month, that whenever I was in a room with another human body, I would test my boundary. As soon as they came into the room, as often as I could, obviously you can't do it every time, but as often as I could, as soon as this other body was in the room with me or I walked into a room where there's someone else, I would see where I stopped and where they started and I couldn't find them. And that just seemed to set me off on a higher course, you know. And as I did it with certain beings, People that I was never going to meet again, like the guy I pay for my petrol at the shop, you know, but people I see as well regularly, you know. So every time I could, I switched the habit to get ahead of it. Let me recognize before we even start conversing, recognizing silently that there isn't anyone else here. There's only me. And of course you forget sometimes, but the places where you are remembering and doing it, you begin to feel so much better, so good, and everything starts to flow in your experience. But it's easy to see then where you're not applying it easier, you know, which is what's happening for you now, isn't it? There's a couple of relationships where it isn't being applied and it's really starting to cause a challenge, you know, to get a little sticky, a little icky.
Yeah. I recognize that. You know, I'll say it because it doesn't matter, but, you know, my sister very much cares for my mum as I do. She's our mum, and, you know, and sometimes she gets, she enables me to get caught up in the situation through caring. I'm totally okay. I'm not blaming her at all. Yeah. I recognise that's an area that I could just keep looking at it. Yeah, that really, really helps.
And, you know, recognising that if you don't set the tone energetically, somebody else will.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're off and you're not realizing that's happening until, you know, you feel awful.
Oh, yeah. It happens pretty quick. I get told pretty quick that you slipped off a bit, you know, which I don't get cross to myself. Sometimes there's a little bit of frustration, but now I'm just like, this is showing me something. Let's look at it. And, you know, I don't beat myself up about it anymore.
That's really good, really good. And that's the quickest way to release it. If you see that all of the teachers and teachings, all the satsangs, you know, again and again and again, it's because of this, isn't it? Because this is just such a well-established habit that's gone in, running on autopilot in everyone.
Yeah.
Even when you've seen that you're not separate, it's still running.
I didn't have a disturbed night from any outward factor, but I didn't sleep very well at all. There was lots going on overnight. Mm-hmm. And woke up this morning, I did go back to sleep, and then woke up this morning. I felt absolutely dreadful. And I thought, right, I need to look at this because I don't have to feel dreadful. I don't have to feel like that. So, yeah.
And there comes
that really helps.
That's good. There comes a point where you won't be able to tolerate, because if I'm thinking about someone else, they're not affected by that, really. It's this body here that's going to feel the effect of that separation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when your frequency is high enough in the mind and body, because you've seen through the separation in your inquiry and your meditation, and you're beginning to have experiences, moments of where that separation falls away, then wherever we're entertaining it, it's going to really tax our body, you know, and it's going to really feel very quickly. You won't be able to tolerate it at all eventually. Meaning even one or two thoughts for 5 minutes about something and you really feel quite exhausted and drained. And
yeah.
But it also turns around just as quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I went down to check my mum because we're in a three-story house. She's in the middle floor. I went down to check my mum and came back up to go to bed. It was early hours. And I was absolutely breathless. I was really struggling with my breathing. And there was what's going on here? And I just realised it was the thoughts around the separateness just hitting me hard, you know.
A very immediate physiological response.
Which makes you do something about it pretty quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, and sometimes we need that nurse to start off with. But if you can, you know, where are the times where it's going to kick in? Meaning when you walk into someone's house or when someone comes into your house, when you go into a different room, these are all times when you can just kind of remind yourself, or if you get in the car to go somewhere, you know, where you can go, right, I'll remember myself to be the infinite one that's everywhere. You know, there's nothing else other than the self, or there's nothing else other than me, whichever has a bigger energetic impact.
Yeah, it's just like preempting where there could be a seeming separateness, and like, yeah, that's good.
And doing, you know, whatever triggers you can do. For me, it was every time I get in the car and I'm going to go interact with another body somewhere, every time someone comes in the house, you know, when obviously, again, I didn't always remember, but just when I was waiting to pick my daughter up from school, you know, and there's people, all these people streaming out, it'd be easy to think, wow, there's so many hundreds of children at this school, you know. So there's times when you can kind of see where it might occur when you're in the supermarket and there's lots of other bodies.
I can see how this has progressed, because I've done this in situations that I knew were, I had a relationship with someone that I loved very much that was very negative for quite a while. And I worked on that relationship with her and looked at this, and it's turned around massively and it's lovely. But this is now just general, isn't it? This is the positive relationships that are making me feel separate, and not making me, but yeah, I can see it's moved on.
You won't be able to tolerate it at all. You won't have any ability to handle it at all energetically, meaning it will just be, it will feel terrible. And so that was a prompt for me to, what can I do to remember I am everywhere? You know, because knowing that I'm going to think otherwise automatically unless I make this effort for a little while, I need to turn this habit around. And it was really a month or two before I've reminded myself like this, and self-inquiring when I could, not finding an edge again and again, just and life still occasionally shows me people where I'd still imagine a boundary just because I haven't seen them in a while, or it's a new person or something. But the habit is automatically there now to challenge that thought, that assumption. And that's really all we're doing here, is talking about a new habit, isn't it, in the way that we approach something.
Yeah, yeah. That's really, really helpful. I think I've been doing it when I'm in the situation, but like preempting it will be really good now. Yeah.
Because instead of putting out fires, let's take away the lighter fuel, you know.
Yeah.
And then it's done. Yeah.
Good analogy. Slightly worrying, but good analogy.
But, you know, otherwise we're just running around in panic mode, trying to fix and trying to do it from a much lower energy field than we're used to. And once you get down there, it's a real climb back up again, as I'm sure you know.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's been a interesting week. But I've kind of, you said to me a while back, diligence, and that's my buzzword, diligence, just keep at it and keep, you know, there's so much support with other people as well, other people, funnily enough, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, yeah.
That really, really helps, and thank you ever so much.
That's good, it's good. It's something that affects every one of us, isn't it? And the habit just persists because it goes unchallenged, even here, even now. Every time I entertain a thought about myself, like judging myself or doubting or thinking I'm getting somewhere, you know, even positively, or someone else, it's fostering one habit. And it's like, which one of those is going to win out? Am I remembering that I'm everywhere, or am I thinking? Because even if I'm thinking about someone else, in doing that, I'm reaffirming I'm a separate being. I'm separate to them.
This is really hitting home. There's been so many little things, as well as the huge things that are going on in my life at the moment, being about just then, feel, oh, yeah, I did it there, I did it there, I did it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just with that diligence, as you're saying, determination to change this habit once and for all, it takes persistence. But once you've done it, you break the back of that habit, just like any habit.
Yeah.
You've got to focus on it for a while.
Yeah.
This one is a little more challenging because the rest of the world is agreeing with you in your delusion, you know.
I am finding that the new habits that I'm bringing in, like this morning I felt shocking, absolutely dreadful, could have really spiraled down very quickly. And I thought, no, I'm not going there. And just sat and wrote some statements, and it just, it felt like a huge effort, but I did it and felt, just I'm not going there. The peace is always there. It's always, always there. I just need to check in if it feels different, don't I?
Yeah. And every time you remember your oneness and you cancel out the separation, you're going to climb higher energetically. Yeah. And then it's easier for you to stay up there, like a bird reaching a certain altitude, you know, less effort needed then. Yeah.
And it's easy to, if I've slipped like this morning, I would say it would be the lowest I've felt for quite a while, at least a good few weeks. It was much easier to bring myself out of it as well, much easier.
That's really good. And the quicker you get out of that, the less chance you've got to get caught up in why have I done this, why have I forgotten all that stuff that goes on inside all of us. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you.
Lovely. Is there anything you want to add or say to anyone about self-inquiry? Any insights? Has it been different for you today than anything that would be useful for anyone else that you want to add?
I would say that it's a very simple process. I used to feel that it was quite something where you need to spend the time and sit and find the peace and realize there's no edges, but you can do it very simply just by just almost like a thought pattern of self-inquiry. I'm finding the more I do the statements, self-inquiry, everything, the more, the simpler it becomes, basically. It seems to be a quick turnaround now.
And then eventually you can do it in the supermarket. You can do it while you're talking like this. It's like, I can't find an edge between you and me. Before I would have had to sit really still and close my eyes and really try to feel for it, you know. Yeah.
Exactly.
And we all start from there, don't we? But eventually it's just on the fly, you know, like on the go.
I think the two experiences I had this week with two different stages of life, a newborn baby and a very elderly woman. The two experiences that just happened, I wasn't trying to self-inquire, were showing me this is how simple it is, you know.
Yeah.
It's all there, isn't it?
Yeah. And a little taster, this is what's waiting after this habit's, you know, constantly effortlessly like this, after this habit's turned around.
Yeah, so I have those two tasters, and then I have the complete opposite where it's trying to go into a lot of suffering. And there was a very much, especially with my mum, very much a feeling of separateness. And then the other issue with my other daughter. And so you kind of get this, and sorry, you can't see my hands, you get this, and then you get that. And it's merging it to all be the same.
Yeah. And really, eventually, there's only the two experiences, the experience of oneness, which isn't an experience, it's a constant thing, but for a better word. Or I'm in separation, and every single human problem goes with that, doesn't it? Everyone, you know, every emotion, everything. Yeah.
Felt like I had most of them myself this week. Yeah. It's been
an interesting week.
To be honest, it's been an interesting week, but I've been okay through it. I mean, we're not at the end of it yet. There's still a lot of stuff ongoing here. But I'm quite not proud of myself because I haven't done anything specifically, but it hasn't hit me anything like it would have done. This week would have been a nightmare, but it's been okay.
That's great. You can congratulate yourself on that, as you say, and feel proud of yourself. And also use it up completely as even more impetus to keep going.
Definitely.
Right? Yeah. It's the perfect way to use an experience like that.
Another thing I would say to people is reach out to others, because I'm reaching out to people. I've put something in the GP group. Well, a couple of things, actually, because a couple of days on the trot where things came up, and I've got my buddies that I reach out to and WhatsApp groups and such like. So, just reach out to people.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing your time and your experience with us. I'm sure it'd be really valuable for everyone else watching as well. And I hope it's been enjoyable for you too.
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's really, really helped. It's stemming it before it becomes a flood, isn't it? So that's great.
Much easier that way, isn't it?
I have done that automatically, but it's doing it as a practice now. Thank you so much, Helen, once again.
You're very, very welcome. Lovely. Thank you.
Thanks.